Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It is Tuesday, March 28th. I'm Jill Schlesinger, your hostess from CBS News. I'm the business analyst there. Mark Tallercio, he is the co-host, the executive producer of my life. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing on this? What is today? Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning. And I'm doing well. I am doing well. I'm a little sleep deprived from the news cycle. But, you know, if you guys are worried about what's been going on in the banking sector, I do encourage you to check out our website, jillonmoney.com. Mark, you know what the idea I have for added content is for the subscription service? We have a new subscription service, which is called Jill on Money Live. And if you pay $35, you'll have access to quarterly live webinars, including the first one, which occurs in 2 days. In 2 days, we are going to be talking to Ed Slott, Mr. IRA expert, Mr. Roth IRA fan, CPA. We're going to talk to him about everything Roth, about the tax season, and how you can manage your tax liability in the future. How about that? That's what you would get if you were a subscriber to our new service. So I've been thinking about other things to add to our special content for Jill on Money Live. You know, one of the things I was thinking about is that we could actually have almost like a little emergency pods that are available only to people who subscribe, like an extra bit in your feed. Mark, how would we do that?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously doable and depends upon the news cycle. I've been thinking about this a lot, too. I have an idea.
Really? But you're not going to share with everybody? You don't want to give them an internal view on our thought process, or not? You think that's too much?
No, because it might happen. It might not happen.
All right. Well, just stay tuned and pay your $35 and you'll at least get 4 quarterly live webinars, including the one in 2 days. Also on our website, guess what else you can have? You can get real deep dives into the news cycle anyway, which is my ability to kind of think things through. I write a blog, and on that blog, you'll see a couple of different posts about Silicon Valley Bank, about what the bank failures are doing, about the Federal Reserve. All of these are ways for me to actually think through what's happening in the news and communicate it in a way that's meaningful for you guys. So you should check that out. And of course, you should also make sure that if you've got a financial question, you go onto our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and then we'll figure out how to get you on the air, because that's really fun as well. Today, we are talking to Sean, who's on the line from Nebraska. Hello, Sean. How are you? What can we do for you?
Hello. Good morning to you, Jill and Mark. Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for the opportunity to get your advice. I had a very unique or specific question. I don't think it's been answered, so I wanted to come on and get your opinions.
Sure. Tell us what's happening.
Sure. So in the past year, backstory, I guess, may help. So I'm a disabled combat veteran. And so in the past year, I've received what's called the 100% permanent and total status, which guarantees me a certain salary from the VA until I die. And then my wife receives half of that. And it also comes with other little benefits like free healthcare for my family and basically free college for my kids. I'm currently 42. My wife is 39. I have two children that are 7 and 9. So I'm in this unique situation. I'm trying to figure out, am I on track if I wanted to, let's say, retire at 55 or 56? Is that possible given the situation?
First of all, this is terrible news in general that you, when you say, it's sort of like you're saying total and permanent as if it were a good thing. I know that status is probably a good thing, but I'm so sorry. This sucks for you in your real life. Like, forgetting about the money, this sucks. Are you able to kind of navigate your way through the world? Like, for health-wise, how is everything going for you?
There's certainly health conditions I have to deal with, but luckily, you know, I'll be fine. I did about 200 combat missions over multiple years in the military. So it certainly has some impacts. I'm very grateful, though. You know, family has been very successful and continue to thrive. So hopefully it'll just continue to stay that way.
So what is that 100% amount on an annual basis?
So that is $4,100 a month, and that's COLA adjusted every year.
Are you able to earn any other income in addition to that? Or is that what you guys are living on?
So I am, you know, like I said, been very fortunate and very blessed. And right now I work in work from home, essentially. And I make about $200,000 a year.
Oh my God.
Just absolutely great. Right.
Yeah.
And my wife does not work. So she has always been a stay-at-home mom, but she does some part-time work when she can, or just to help out at the kids' school.
Okay, got it. So the 200 a year, are you still in the military or the armed forces, or are you in the private sector?
I'm in the private sector.
Do you use a retirement plan through your
Yes.
workplace? What are you doing for that?
So they match up to 10%. You know, and it's kind of that funky thing where it's like they'll match 125% up to 6%, and then 100% for the remaining 4%, something like that. But so yes, I do have that. And in total, I want to say my balances are about 300 in 401ks. And then we also have things like brokerage accounts. I think total, we're probably at about 150, 175,000 in a brokerage account. And then we also have Roth. My wife and I both have Roth that we've contributed to over the years. And I would tell you combined, I think those are probably going to be about 300 each, or I'm sorry, 300 combined. So 150,000 each.
150K. All right, I'll just say 300. Yep. And when you gave me the numbers for the 401k, was that pre-tax, the 300 that's in the 401k?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, got it. All right. This is a lot of money you've got saved. How about in plain old bank accounts?
Yep. So we have around 65 to 70,000 in a plain old bank account. However, we're in the midst of installing a pool. I think we owe probably 30 to 40,000 of that. So 30 to 40,000 of that is allocated for this pool project. So
it's really, really like 25 to 30 is what we have left. Tell me about the house where you're building a nice pool.
Oh, sure. So beautiful house. It's in the backyard. The house value is somewhere in the neighborhood of 750 to 800,000.
Wow. Mark, what do you think about that? $800,000 house in Nebraska.
Yeah, in the middle of the country. How many square feet is that?
It's a lot. Certainly, you know, you certainly get more bang for your buck here in the Midwest, right? So I want to say it's a little over 4,600 square feet.
Oh my God.
I don't even know. Come on.
Unbelievable. Do you have a mortgage on that house?
We do. We owe $400,000. Our interest rate is 2.2% 30-year. So I know what you're going to say.
You're going to say,
pay that off early.
Right. I'm going to say, golly. Whew, that's a lot.
We also have, just sorry, let me cut you off.
Sure.
529. So because we just received this VA payment this past year, we also were putting money away into 529s for the kids. And so we have about $65,000 each. And so there is this funds of that money that will grow. And I don't know what exactly to do with that?
Well, I mean, their college will be paid for. What about graduate school? If they either would go to graduate school, what would that mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. There, at some point, these kids have to put some skin in the game, in my opinion. So I think at that point, yeah, I mean, if there's money left over, which there should be, they should be able to use that. I think the other option was, couldn't I convert that to a Roth at some point for them?
Yeah, 35 grand of which, right, Mark? Isn't it 35? What's the rule on how you use the extra overage in the 529 accounts, Mark, for the, this is out of Secure Act 2.0. So what's the rule? How long, don't you have to wait a certain period of time till they're like 35?
There's no age, but the account has to be open for 15 years. And then as things stand now, you can transfer $35,000 lifetime amount into a Roth IRA. I mean, who knows, you know, maybe these numbers will change in the next several years, but that's how things are right now. $35,000, an account has to be open for at least 15 years.
Do they cover really everything? Is there anything that you might have to pay above and beyond what the GI Bill will cover, like, I don't know, books or living or something like that, that we could tap some of the money for?
It's actually, everything's going to be covered for them.
Wow.
Everything. So, yeah, tuition. And I think what they'll do is they'll give you like a living expense of $1,600 a month.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is a lot of income now that you have. I mean, you've got $200 from your employer. Then you've got the $4,100 a month, which I presume is tax-free, right? Isn't that payment tax-free? Okay. So this is $250 a year. Is there any other income? You don't have like a little side hustle or anything like that? Are you entitled to bonuses?
Oh, okay. Yes. Yep. And bonuses are 35% of my salary.
Have you been getting that or is it...
This is the first year. Yeah, I think this is the first year with this company. And so I think it's fair to say that I've spoken to previous colleagues who've been there for 8 years, and they said they do average about that. Maybe not as much as 35%, but you can guarantee, you know, 25% roughly.
Okay, well, that's good. If you look at your overall spending, Sean, I know the kids are 7 and 9, and this is tends to be a time where you spend a lot on your kids and stuff. What do you think you need to live on for your, just to like, don't chintz out. Like, what do you think you really need?
Right now, I'd say we probably spend around $8,500, okay, on the mortgage, the kids go to private school, et cetera, et cetera. So I go by that number. Obviously, okay. I don't need all that. I think that's a lot for just my wife and I at 55 or 56. I think we live a pretty modest life. But if we were to say, hey, you know, we want to do all these crazy things, and I think we could put all that under the bucket of eight grand.
It's so funny. You went down, I went up. I wrote down $9,000 a month. So, Sean, if I project out, are you entitled to Social Security?
Yes. And at full Social Security at 67, I think it's going to be about $3,500.
So obviously, if you think about it, $4,100 plus $3,500, right, is going to get you pretty close to being there. And then you have two of your main forms of income, which are both inflation adjusted, which is huge. All right. So let's say it's 57. You're so young right now. So 15 more years, it seems to me that everything's kind of fabulous because you've got a lot of money, you're putting money into retirement. All we need to worry about is 10 years between 57 and 67. And really, it's probably going to end up being 57 and 70, but let's just do it at the if you just claim at full retirement age and then she does 3 years later, you're fine. You're great. There's no hole that I can punch in this. Mark, do you? I know that once he pays for the pool, Mark, you're going to want them to rebuild the bank account. Is there anything, any problem that you see, Mark?
I don't see it. I mean, they got all this guaranteed money coming in. He's got nearly $1 million saved already. He's making a lot of money, and cost of living where he lives is not high. So he's going to continue to bank a lot of money. I don't see any issue.
And it's just got to be anxiety. It's just it's more psychology than anything then.
Well, if Mark and I can be good shrinks to you, let us be clear. Whatever you have gone through in 200 combat missions is far more stressful than anything you have in your future. And you've already been through the battles. The financial part of this is really okay. And by the way, even if let's just say, because you're young, right? You're only 42. Let's say you're 50 and you're like, I don't know if I can make 200 grand a year. Like, I need to dial it back. Like, I'm under a lot of stress. You may be able to take a job that may be less stressful. And, you know, at that point, when you think about, let's say 10 years from now, and we have a little bit more information about where the kids are heading to school, and some of the fixed expenses have been, you know, you're starting to dwindle down on the mortgage. And all of this is to say that you may have other options. And I don't want you to feel like, oh, I must make 200 grand a year, because you really don't. Really, all we need you to do is, if for 10 years you put money away through this job, right? 10 years from now, if all you do is with your $4,100 a month and whatever you earn in your income, you just cover your expenses at that point, you'll also be fine. I really don't want you to think like, I have to work as hard as I can, make as much money as I can. Like, that's not where you are. You will have options. And Mark, are we going to be here in 10 years? I hope so. God willing. Even if it's in 5 years, you want to check back in or anything, but you're really in great shape.
The only thing is, maybe use the Roth option at work. That's it. The disability is not even taxed, so I'm not too worried about it.
I know. That's the thing that I think that you really are in good shape. What we should be doing in this kind of situation is thank God you are here. Thank God you have survived what you've just gone through. Thank goodness the military is taking care of you.
Amen to that.
We're all grateful for everything that you've done for us. I think that for your own sanity check, I can be very clear and say, like, you're good. You're good, dude. Like, really, you don't have to do that much more. You have to make sure, if that $9,000 a month all of a sudden turned into $13,000 a month, I might have a different response. It sounds to me like you're pretty conservative with your money and you're socking your money away, except for your pool, big shot. He's put a three-hole. I mean, how much land do you have? Because is there any way you want to put like a chip and putt kind of thing? A little.
You know, it's so funny you mentioned that. So we have about 2 acres, and my wife's like, hey, there's a little putting area that would be perfect right against this pool. And I was like, oh, God, we can't do that.
Take that money out of the 529s and pay the whatever penalty and put in your putting green, for God's sakes. I mean, you were planning on spending that money also, and I'm not even including that. So rebuild your cash account after the pool's done. Okay. And take it easy on, you know, freaking out. Try to be nice to yourself. You're in good shape. You really are. You've got your estate documents done, I presume, and especially because you're in a health issue. I really want to make sure everything is buttoned up for you.
Yep. Everything is taken care of. Well, God love you guys. Thank you. Thank you for being my shrink for the day.
You know, it's one of my favorite jobs because, you know, unlike a shrink, here's the advantage that Mark and I have. We can tell you what to do. We don't have to get you to actually say it yourself. We can just tell you what to do. And this is one of the this is why I wouldn't want to be a shrink. You know, it's very good. So I know that for many of you listening, you don't have as dramatic a story as our Sean has, but everybody has a little anxiety about their financial lives. I mean, here's a guy who's been in combat. 200 combat missions, and he's worried about his finances. Can you imagine? Well, I know we all carry a lot of our anxiety and we express it around money. And if that's you and you need some help, then we'd love for you to get in touch with us. All you need to do is go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, you complete the form. And if you want to come on the air, Mark will do everything else. Just check the little box. While you're on the website, you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter and you can buy my book. It's called The Great Money Reset. Boy, Sean's really had a great money reset. I'll tell you, he's had a life reset. if that's something that is important to you in terms of like managing the process, I think the book is very helpful to help really ask yourself a series of questions. So that's what we got. And don't forget, you can subscribe to the new service, Jill on Money Live. Again, the first live webinar is in just 2 days. So you better sign up right now. All right, that is it. That is the program. You can listen to this pod ad-free on Amazon Music or on Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to leave us a rating and review on Apple, because our overlords at Paramount Global have asked that. Mark Delarcio is our co-host and executive producer. Karen Kranick is our web queen. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. We ask you to do something nice for someone else today. And maybe just because we've spoken to a disabled combat veteran, that we sort of put some good juju out in the air for people who are in similar situations that Sean was in. So just kind of put some thought process into that. This doesn't magically happen by somebody else. Someone is actually risking his or her or their lives for us. So let's send some good juju out there, okay? Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.